Right. And so I've sort of become, I've developed a reputation as a major Gardner supporter, and I've written a few pieces on what Gardner is able to do. And he's a really positively impactful defenseman. And he's one of those guys who he's got the puck on his stick so much that you see the turnovers. Sometimes they wind up on SportsCenter the next morning, and the eye test with him sometimes has a couple of really painful memories attached to it. Mm-hmm. But year after year, he's a player whose zone exit numbers are excellent. His passing to facilitate shots for teammates, again, excellent. The counting stats, the points are always there for him too. And he's the kind of defenseman that I think any smart team should be looking at him and thinking, this is a guy who really addresses a top four need, really addresses a top power play unit need. A guy who's skating and passing really aligns with the way the game is moving right now. And a quick team, something like the Jets, players that can really move it forward, need a defenseman like this who's got his head up all the time looking to facilitate the breakout. And Gardner is all these things. He really checks the boxes. The place where you get the hang up, and I imagine this is why he's a name we can still discuss on July 13th, you know, halfway through July, is that he had a major back injury at the end of the year. He's not a guy who misses time. This is the first time he's missed significant time in 5 or 6 seasons, I believe. And then the term of the contract that he might have been looking for initially, if he was anywhere in that 6-7 year range as a 28-year-old guy, you know, it's getting you into the mid-30s with a guy just coming off of a back injury. I imagine that's the hang-up that teams have had. But if you look under the hood with Gardner, everything is strong. And if he's willing to take a shorter term now, because free agency has gotten along and his number of possible destinations has reduced, he's a huge addition for a team. And I don't know if the Jets are knocking on the door, if that's a guy that they've got sort of their eye on in case the value or that he's expecting really drops. But I'm a huge Gardner supporter. The numbers are great. And if his number comes down a little bit, he's a guy I would look to jump on, especially at this point in free agency.